want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
The title of this message is The Biology of Thankfulness. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
Remember, years ago, there was an article that came out, a preacher by the name of David Wilkerson. He's with the Lord now, but David Wilkerson is the one who actually, they made the movie about called The Cross and the Switchblade, where he went into New York and he began to witness to violent street gangs and began to win them to Christ and led some of the members of one of the most violent street gangs there to the Lord. One of those guys is a man by the name of Nicky Cruz, who still today travels the world and preaches the gospel. But David Wilkerson also started a ministry called Teen Challenge. Now they call it Adult and Teen Challenge, where there have been so many ministries modeled now after that of reaching out to people with addictions and helping them, bringing them, getting them healing, and getting them past that. But he wrote an article years ago, and the title of the article was Right Song on the Wrong Side of the Sea. And what that was based on was the fact that God had brought the Israelites out of Egypt and brought them, you know, across the Red Sea into the place where they actually wandered for quite a while, but trying to get to the Promised Land. He intended for them to get to the Promised Land. But the Bible says that after they crossed that Red Sea and the enemies, they saw their enemies vanquished as the sea closed in on the enemies, they began to sing a song of praise to God. And there's nothing wrong with praising God after he does something wonderful for you. But what David Wilkerson was bringing out was it was the right song, but it was on the wrong side of the sea. They should have began to praise God before they ever crossed the sea. We have to learn how to praise God in the midst of the trouble, not just wait till after the trouble is over. And even more important, begin to keep an attitude of thanksgiving and praising before we ever get into trouble. So today we're going to talk about the biology of thankfulness. Now, this is something that I began to learn from my pastor. So some of you may or may not know, but Pastor Mike Melay he's a pastor, been pastoring for all these years. He's 77 years old, right at 78 years old now, and been pastoring for many, many years. But he also has several degrees. And he literally has a PhD in psychology and brain science, and he's got all kinds of degrees. But one of the things that he has begun teaching on is what happens to us physically when it comes to thankfulness versus complaining. And so I began to I heard him speaking on that, so I began to do a little research myself. And the truth of the matter is that even the world who doesn't know God now understands and is promoting and talking about the fact that thankfulness affects your body in a good way, and unthankfulness or complaining affects your body in a whole different way. It literally affects your brain. It affects the chemicals of your brain and which chemicals are released. And when we don't do it the right way, we come up with chemical imbalances. We end up with just getting ourselves stuck in all kinds of ruts. So I want to talk about that today, the biology of thankfulness, that it's not just something that God says you need to be thankful. There's a reason God wants us to be thankful. It is literally a scriptural prescription that God gives us. It is his prescription for dealing with things in life. And it's amazing. It really is amazing. And the more I begin to look at this and realize how powerful this is, something so easy, so practical as just simply becoming thankful. So Numbers chapter 11, verse 1 through 3, we're going to start with dealing with complaining first. But it says, and the people complained in the hearing of the Lord about their misfortunes. It's interesting it says in the hearing of the Lord, because how many of you know that anytime you complain, you're complaining in the hearing of the Lord. It's not like he doesn't hear it. any time, right? So it says, they complained in the hearing of the Lord. In other words, he took note of it. And it says, and when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some outlying parts of the camp. Now, we pray for the fire of the Lord. We want the fire of the Lord to come and because I've seen the fire of the Lord heal people. I've seen it burn cancer cells out. You know, I shared the other day about the young man who the Lord told me to pray and call fire into his hamstring that was detached. And right there at that last row, standing against those chairs, I felt that hamstring stretch underneath my hand and reattach itself. And his leg began to move around, and he was saying, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And he went to the doctor the next day. He sent me a message and said, this is crazy. The doctor said my hamstring is reattached, and literally his whole entire leg was black and blue, but it was all gone. It was all gone. That doesn't just happen. The Lord told me to call the fire of God into it. So I did that. And when I did that, it was supernaturally, instantly healed in a way that nobody can explain, right? So the fire of God is a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. But how many of you know the fire of God can be a destructive thing too, apparently? Because right here, these people don't want it. The fire of God comes down, and it says that the people cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. So the name of that place was called Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned among them. So understand, there is a fire of the Lord, which is also judgment. And I think it all depends on which side of a relationship you're on with him or in with him. So Romans chapter 1, verse 21. So the problem was they were complaining. That was the point. Romans 1:21, for although they knew God, they did not honor him as God. Now, hear me. This says these are people who knew God, but they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. But they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. This is the first clue that ungratefulness, unthankfulness, complaining literally has a physiological effect on us. It affects our brain, and it's our choice. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, it says, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self. I find this interesting. We have this long list. Lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, and then right in the middle of that, ungrateful. This is one of the reasons why we teach our kids. You want to teach your kids to be grateful, or your grandkids. Be grateful. Don't allow complaining just to continue on. Don't allow that to happen, because they are literally damaging their own bodies. They're damaging their brains. Unholy, it goes on, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. And then notice what it says, avoid such people. Why do we avoid those people? Because we don't want that to get on us. Amen? Now here's the thing. This is what I've noticed in life. How many of you have been around people who are really thankful, and you understand that you like being around people like that? How many of you like being around grateful people who are thankful? We all do. But the other side of that is, how many of you really want to avoid people who do nothing but complain all the time? We all do, but yet we catch ourselves complaining, right? So we become the people we don't even want to hang around, right? He says, avoid such people. But I find it interesting that in the middle of that list with all of that stuff, and right next to unholy is the word ungrateful, ungrateful. So while we might think of, complaining is just a sign of venting, like, well, I just got to get something off my chest. You know, people do that stuff on Facebook. And the moment I see, I just need to get something off my chest, I'm going away from that. I don't want to listen to all that complaining. The scripture says avoid such people. So while we think that maybe, well, this is a necessity, I'm going to rant, but then rant over. Well, your rant should have been over before you started ranting. Now, here's a problem I have more than anything is I got to be careful not to start complaining about the people who complain too much, because I don't want to have to be just like that. So there is a cost to this. So while we think it's just venting, research, and this is scientific, this is not just Christian people, this is research, worldly research. But from a mental perspective, the effects of complaining can be so harsh on the brain that it literally wires the brain for negativity. I know people who are very grateful and they're always thankful. Sometimes they say thank you even when you think being thankful for that, right? We used to laugh at Alex, our son Alex, and I think he would do it like a guilt trip kind of thing. I don't know. We would laugh about it because he was a little kid and we feed him lunch. And you would think that we starved him most of the time because he'd go, thank you for letting me eat. Thank you. Thank you for this sandwich. And you would think, the poor kid must never get to eat, you know. But the thing is that it does something physical to us that most people don't realize. It's very harsh on the brain. It's harsh on the blood vessels. It's harsh on the veins and the arteries. It literally causes our blood to become acidic. It's crazy. And it affects us in very terrible ways. The brain is designed to work efficiently, meaning that when we repeat a thought, whether it is negative or positive, the nerve cells form a bridge between each other to expedite the passage of information. So the more we do it, in other words, the more we gripe and complain, the more little bridges are connected, more connections are made on that to where that becomes our natural, our normal. But the more we thank God, the more we're thankful, the more we have a grateful heart, the more those little bridges attach in our brain, and then that becomes the norm. But it all starts with a choice, and only we can make the choice. So as a result, you know, once all that stuff starts connecting together, the next time you have a similar thought, it's more easily transmitted.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.